Caitlin Brown here from the Downtown Bryan Association on the eve of First Friday in August, and welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I can't believe August is already here.
I know. Can't believe that First Friday is upon us, and part of First Friday is going to deal with Texas Reds, but let's go through the rest of the itinerary for tomorrow night in downtown Bryan.
Yes, so as usual, the shops will be staying open late. A lot of the boutiques downtown will be having their end of summer sales, so that will be definitely worth coming out to. And as always, we have our free concert at the Palace Theater. That starts at 7:30 tomorrow night, and we have the band Steady Legend coming. They are from Austin. They call themselves a soul, funk, reggae, and rock band. So a little bit of everything, which should be fun for the family and all your friends.
Then the big public launch for Texas Reds also tomorrow night.
Yes, Texas Reds is upon us at 8:30 at the Palace Theater. We are going to have a really big announcement about Texas Reds, what's coming up. So we'll be announcing our music headliner for that weekend, and we'll also be sharing information about tickets. So if you're downtown for First Friday, be sure to be at the Palace Theater at 8:30 to hear all about that.
And if we're not able to be downtown, I'm guessing you're going to be able to communicate that out after you make the announcement in person.
Yes, be following all of our social media to see those updates if you're not going to be downtown. You can also go to TexasRedsFestival.com to find out all that information that will be posted tomorrow evening.
What's on the website now that we can take advantage of in getting set for the Reds Festival?
Yeah, so any Texas winery that wants to participate, those vendor applications are up on our website. If you want to be an artist in our artist vendor section, that's up as well. If there are any local people who want to put together a team for our cook-off, those applications are up as well. So there's a lot of opportunities if you want to be involved, and volunteer applications will be up in the next week or so for different groups to sign up to participate.
In fact, I want to make sure I have this right, because there are multiple organizations that offer for volunteers, particularly in groups, the opportunity to do some fundraising too. Is that the case with Reds this year?
Yes, if you are some sort of organization that wants to help us out as volunteers, we have a system in place to pay for part of your service for the event, because we do need volunteers. It is a very big festival, and we appreciate your help, and we want to support you as well. So look for those applications up soon on our website.
And those will be a first-come, first-served thing.
So. Yes, yes.
And the website address?
TexasRedsFestival.com.
All right. Anything else we need to share with listeners for the month of August?
Really, it's just coming out to First Friday this Friday. Prepping for Texas Reds. All of our ticket information will be up tomorrow. Grab your tickets early. The sooner you grab those tickets, the bigger discount you can get. We'll be posting little coupon codes to get discounts on your tickets. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Keep up to date with our website. We'll have all that information. So get your tickets soon.
Appreciate the visit, as always.
Thank you so much for having me.
Caitlin Brown's the events coordinator with the Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.